Suspense. And the producer of radio's outstanding theater of thrills, the master of mystery and adventure, William N. Robeson.
The dream of every actor is the perfect performance. The performance that brings the audience to its feet shouting bravo and brings the critics to their knees with rave notices. But audiences, critics, and playwrights being what they are, this dream is seldom realized. In the upcoming suspense story, however, it is, with some startling results. Listen. Listen then as Mr. Vincent Price stars in Rave Notice, which begins in just a moment.
Niagara Falls in a barrel? Well, there are many less hazardous ways to spend your vacation time, but if that's your plan, CBS Radio can follow you with no more trouble than it takes to carry a pocket-sized transistor radio. No matter where you're heading, no matter what your vacation activities may be, you'll have an even better time if the radio you take along is tuned to CBS Radio. Top-flight entertainers from Broadway, Hollywood, and the capitals of Europe deliver glamour and excitement to your campfire scene. Sunning on the beach, you can follow the daytime stories that fill each weekday with human interest. Here at CBS Radio, CBS News will come to your fishing retreat or mountain lodge at the same times that it comes to you at home. And nimble-witted stars like Amos and Andy, Robert Q. Lewis, and Galen Drake will exercise your sense of humor, even when the rest of you is relaxing from a strenuous day of play. For more fun on your holiday, take CBS Radio with you wherever you go.
And now, Rave Notice, starring Vincent Price. A tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
I am an actor, and this is a theater. Up there on the stage, beyond the empty seats, lit by the single bare bulb of the work light, are my fellow actors. We are here to make play. Friend Norman, sitting alone in the third row, is our director. This is the fifth day of rehearsal. It's not a bad little play, but you know Norman. Norman will manage somehow to spoil it. Norman will misdirect the actors and lose the values.
No! No, 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 no.
Norman, why not?
Why not? Because I am the director and I say no. No.
Yes, Norman.
All right, Cass, take five. Oh, Sam.
Oh, yes, Norman.
Sam, come over here. I want to talk to you.
Sure, Norman, sure, sure. Well, what is it?
Sam, I've had to turn over the bell ringer to Luther.
The bell ringer? That's my part, the bell ringer. What do you mean, Luther?
Don't make it difficult for me,
Sam. Difficult? I'm not making it difficult. The bell ringer role is mine, that's all. There's no difficulty involved. You must be kidding.
It's not as if I hadn't warned you,
Sam.
Look,
tell me what's wrong. Tell me where I've gone off, what irritates you, what doesn't fit. I'll fix it. That's my role, Norman. I kept the whole play with that role.
Don't shout, Sam. Don't make a fool of yourself.
A fool? Huh. Look, Norman, why are you doing this to me?
Because you're not right for it.
Not right? You fat pig, what do you know?
How easy.
What do you know? What do you know about acting?
Easy, Sam. Take it easy there.
Fat belly, fat head, fat face.
That's enough.
You know nothing.
I know you. I know actors. You're no actor. You stink.
Oh, I'll kill you for saying that. I'll kill you.
Did you hear that, Cast? Your witnesses, he's threatening me again.
Yes, listen well, my friends. Norman, I'm going to kill you.
Norman, I'm going to kill you. you see, you can't even deliver that line. You stink.
Yes, gentlemen.
I want to buy a gun.
Yes, sir. And what sort of gun did you wish to buy?
One that'll shoot through fat.
Sir?
Oh, pardon, I was thinking. What have you got?
What was it you wish to use this gun for?
I want to kill a rat.
Oh, I think then maybe .22, huh? Aaron, let me see here. Here's a nice little gun.
That looks pretty small. This is an awful big rat, a fat rat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I think a shotgun then, a 410, yes?
You think that'll do it?
It should.
Bullets, you have bullets?
Shells you use in this gun.
Very well, I want one.
One box?
No, one shell.
Only one?
Yeah, this rat I'm not going to miss. It's time now. He will come out of the stage door and he'll walk this way through Schubert's Alley on his way to Sardi's for a drink. I slide the gun out from under my coat and I wonder, heart or belly? Heart or belly? Belly. Belly, yes, his cultivated paunch, fatted with actors' hearts. Here he comes, on cue for his exit. Goodbye, Norman.
Sam!
I'm shot.
Norman, you're dying.
Please, somebody call an ambulance, please.
Is this how you play your death scene, Norman? You're dying, Norman. Play it! He didn't die right away. He just lay there in Schubert's Alley and bled. And then they took him to the hospital and they took me to Toombs Prison and they got me a lawyer. I suppose when he dies, I become a murderer.
Yes.
They'll electrocute me.
Yes?
I must have been crazy.
I thought of that.
What do you mean?
Temporary insanity. I thought we might plead that.
Well, why don't we?
Because you threatened him before witnesses at least twice, went to a store, chose a gun with great care, waited for him to appear. You did all this, and then you shot him.
Well, that's right, I did.
That's premeditated murder. First-degree murder.
So the temporary insanity thing is out?
Way out. The only other thing I could think of is if we could prove you were insane all along.
What would happen? I mean, what would happen if I were?
Then they couldn't execute you.
Of course.
You seem very calm.
I'm an actor. Insane. Mad. I know a joke. A wonderful joke. I'm going to be Norman, even in his grave. I'm going to have myself exonerated of his murder. Yes, freed of the charges. It's so simple. I'm going to play the greatest role of my life. Play it without makeup, without lights, without script or cue. I'm going to play a part strangely foreign to my nature. I'm going to play a homicidal maniac.
In a moment, we continue with the second act of Suspense.
If trucks are a vital part of your business, your GMC dealer offers you the big challenge. Take any truck on the market. Match it feature by feature with a GMC. Compare the cost with what you get. Then see if you don't agree. GMC gives you more for your money. Take GMC pickups, for example. At no extra cost, they give you 22 extra quality features. Features that make these babies tough enough to take the roughest going. They're GMC truck built for trouble-free long life and high economy operation. Figure out what extra quality features like these would run you on another truck, and we bet you'll be adding a lot of dollars. Yet, a GMC pickup is priced right down there with the lowest. See your GMC dealer now. Even if you're not in a buying mood, stop in for a free truck evaluator. An ingenious aid for making sure your truck dollars buy more.
And now, starring Vincent Price, Act Two of Rave Notice.
I'm going to play a homicidal maniac. How? How? By using the method, the Stanislavski method. Let's see now, what is the most horrible thing I ever did? The thing closest to murder. I must recreate that mood. Murder, killing, blood. I killed a cat once. I was 6 years old. I had a stick. It was in an alley, this cat. I poked it just for fun.
but he scratched me, and I hit him with the stick. He started squalling, and oh, I thought, I'm going to get in trouble. Stop that noise. So I hit him again to make him stop, and again to make him stop, and there was blood, red blood on the gray cement, and I struck and struck and struck out the screams, struck out the light, struck out the awful gaze of those great yellow eyes, struck out the light, strike out the spirit, the spark I killed. The murderer am I. Killed for the thrill of the silence of the cat. I am a murderer. A murderer I am. A kill without reason. Yeah, that's it. That's the character. All I need for turning it on is the memory, those key points, gray cement, cat's eyes, my feelings as a 6-year-old. Oh, there'll be refinements. I'll refine it. Oh, Norm, if you were only to see this scene... Dim the house lights, raise the curtain, and now to bring in the audience.
Hey, you.
Who may I ask are you?
Huh? What's going on down here, Murph?
I don't know.
Who are you?
Come on, now, will you, Mark? Calm
I ask
down.
A civil question, I expect a civil answer. Who are you?
So nice and quiet for a while.
Just answer my question. That's all I ask, and that's not much for a hero to be asking now, is it?
You don't know who we are.
I think he's putting on an act.
Hey, don't turn your head away. We know you hear us.
Yeah, leave him be.
You think he's kidding?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Very weak. You can do better than that. You're supposed to be a murderer, a homicidal maniac, so what's the emotion? Guilt. You've got to be guilty, 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 guilty. Smear yourself with the stuff. Guilty, bloody hands, guilty, and you want to be punished. Yes, punish yourself. That'll do it. But it'll hurt. So what? Not like it hurts when they shave your head and slit your trousers and strap you to your seat. See 10,000 volts coursing through this poor player's frail body. Murderer. Guilty. You should be punished. 1, 2, 3. Curtain going up. I'm guilty. There's blood on my hands. Blood and filth and disease. I smashed him on the gray cement and smashed him. I murdered him. I'm a murderer. I confess it. Oh, look, I want to confess. To purge myself of this guilt.
Come on. I am guilty, you hear.
I smashed him.
What are you getting so worked up about? The guy ain't even dead yet.
Not dead. He is dead. He's been dead these past 36 years. 36 years. If you don't punish me, I...
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, will you quit beating your fist against the wall?
I am guilty. And I shall be smashed as he was smashed.
Hey, your hand, you're going to bust your hand on that wall there.
I shall be smashed. It is written. You know the writing in blood that lies across the counterpane in the bed under the window when little boys are supposed to be far away in slumberland.
Mahoney!
Yeah?
Get the doctor. This guy flipped.
Hmm? Good. He's getting the doctor. Oh, my hand is killing me. Something broken. I don't mind the bloody scraped knuckles or even breaking the nails, but not the bones. 2 cats dead. Murdered by my stick. 4 cats dead. Murdered by my stick.
How long has he been doing this?
About 15 minutes, Doctor.
I see. All right, now, you can stop that.
I don't stop. I don't look. I keep right at it. I keep it apart. Murderer. Guilty.
Stop it.
It hurts, but I'm paying a price.
Stop it.
I am buying my way out of the electric chair.
All right, grab him.
No, please. Please. I want to pay. Stop. I'm the guilty one. I want to pay my debt to society.
Hold it.
No, let me go. I must pay.
That's it. Steady. This'll quiet him.
Hypodermic needle. An injection. It'll knock me out. I can't act if I'm unconscious. I can't play my part if my guilty part. If got to hurt myself. Got to hurt myself.
Thank you.
moment, we continue with the third act of Suspense.
If there's gloom to be erased, Pat Buttram and Art Linkletter are two perfect editors to give it the old blue pencil. What's more, you never have very long to wait between visits. Each of these fun-minded fellows turns up every Monday through Friday on most of these same stations. Give either one his head and then sit back and listen. In no time at all, you'll be surrounded by an aura of fun. Pat Buttram just can't miss because he has a habit of carrying on without inhibitions, and he has the perfect cast to help him with his mischief-making. Music and song are two more important ingredients of Just Entertainment with Pat Buttram Monday through Friday in the daytime on CBS Radio. Those same days, anything goes when Art Linkletter comes this way. Art Linkletter's house party is one of those magical heartwarmers. Art keeps pumping fun into his Hollywood studios, and the well never seems to run dry. Meet the stars in their happiest moods. Share the fun with folks just like you, having the time of their lives in Art Linkletter's house party shows, weekdays at the Stars address.
And now, starring Vincent Price, Act Three of Rave Notice.
It's so quiet here, so white. Such sweet stillness and peace. Gone the darkness of the cell, steel and concrete. They're watching me very carefully. The taller one, he's new. The other gave me the hypodermic, yes. Hypodermic. How long have I been out? Did I say anything while I was out? Perhaps if I keep still, they will let me know.
Say your definite suicidal tendencies, Doctor.
Well, to put it another way, obsessive guilt with a compulsion to self-destruction.
Nothing new about that.
Look, he's opening his eyes.
Hello? You awake?
Who are you?
You remember me, don't you?
No.
Well, I gave you something to quiet you a little while ago.
A little while ago, huh?
When you were trying to injure yourself so we'd think you're insane.
And you've decided to give that up, haven't you?
I have to carry out my sentence, you know.
How will you carry out your sentence?
Be smashed. I'm to be smashed as I have smashed the cat.
Is that the law?
Yes, I smashed him with a stick.
Stick? You mean shotgun, don't you?
Oh, why would I say shotgun? I meant stick. I said stick.
But you shot the man with a shotgun.
It was a cat, and I smashed him with a stick.
Well, after you smashed him with a stick, what happened?
What?
What happened after he was dead?
I was frightened. I went home. Mama was there. She said, how did you get blood on your hands? I said, a dog licked my hand, and he had blood on his teeth.
I understand you're an actor.
Oh, aren't we all actors? We try to act innocent when we're guilty.
Doctor, will you step outside a moment?
I've got them. What are they talking about out there? I wish I knew. It doesn't matter. I've got them. I know that. I've got them. I've got them.
Well, I guess you'll be leaving us soon.
Thank you. You're very understanding, Doctor. I'm guilty and I must pay. You know that.
What the doctor means is that you're going to a place where they'll help you to get well.
Get well?
Yes, of course. Doctor, if you'll have the affidavits drawn up, I'll sign. We'll get a court order committing him.
Right.
Seems you were right all along. You know, I wasn't sure until you told me about the man he shot being out of danger.
Oh, yes. The guards told the patient his victim had recovered. But he didn't comprehend, of course. Went right on screaming and punishing himself.
I see. What would they have given him if we'd found him sane?
Well, that depends. The injured party refused to press charges, he'd be out of here in an hour.
Recovered? They didn't tell me Norman had recovered. How could he have recovered? I shot him in his fat paunch. When did they tell me? It was while I was screaming, maybe. I was really into the part then, deep in it. I couldn't have heard them, couldn't have heard. And now he'll be free. I will go off to an insane asylum, married to a role that I loathe, that I hate. No. Doctor, come back. It was all a joke, Doctor. A game. Come back.
What is it?
Listen, Doctor, I have a confession to make. I'm not insane. Please believe me.
Oh, of course you're not. Just a little confused, that's all.
Oh, no, you're wrong. Don't you see? It was all a gag. Just a gag.
Yes, of course it was.
Now we're going to a place where you can rest and everything's going to be all right.
No, no, believe me, I am sane.
Why shout?
I'm not shouting. I only want to impress on
but you. You were shouting rather loudly.
Look, my lawyer said if I could prove insanity, I wouldn't go to the chair.
Chair?
Yes.
I thought you were to be, you said smashed.
Oh, forget that. That was a part of the method.
Method?
The Stanislav method. It's a system of acting.
What do you think, Doctor?
I don't know.
Well, the patient seems to be telling the truth.
Yes, he does.
I can fool you all over again if you feel it's necessary to prove my point.
No, I don't believe you'll be able to fool us again.
Doctor, what's your opinion?
I say the man's in full control of his faculties, is aware of his crime, and committed it out of what society calls a sober motive. I say the man is sane.
You, sir, do you agree with the doctor?
It's what I've been telling him.
And I say sane. That makes it unanimous.
Gentlemen, never in the history of the theater has such a performance been rendered, nor under such adverse circumstances.
Just one more question.
Of course.
Why did you kill him?
Kill him? But I didn't. I shot him, that's all. Shot. You mean shot, don't you? Don't you?
No.
But he... Norman, he is dead.
Yes, and you were sane. And you were going to repay society with your life.
Norman is dead! Treacherous, lecherous, body villains! Ring down the curtain! The play is ended!
Suspense, in which Vincent Price starred in William N. Robeson's production of Rave Notice by James Poe. In just a moment, the names of the supporting players and a word about next week's story of suspense.
You name it. If Lowell Thomas hasn't been there, nobody else has either. Here's a world traveler who dotes on discovering new places, new people, new and fascinating facts about remote locales many of us have never even heard of. It is this keen eye for people and places, this personal experience with new centers large and small, that adds so much color and background when Lowell Thomas reports the news on CBS Radio every Monday through Friday evenings on most of these same stations. Another long-standing CBS News broadcast with nationwide respect is the World News Roundup, here early each day to bring you up to date. CBS newsmen from all strategic world news centers bring you eyewitness accounts in their own words of every major event that's current and important to you. Each morning, start your day fully informed by checking with CBS Radio's superb World News Roundup reports. And each evening, Monday through Friday, keep up to date when Lowell Thomas reports the news at the Star's address.
Supporting Vincent Price in Rave Notice were Lou Merrill, Peter Leeds, Barney Phillips, Jack Crucian, Jim Nusser, and Jerome Thor. Listen. Listen again next week when we return with Mr. Larry Parks in The Invisible Ape, another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
For top reporting, hear the news on the CBS Radio Network.